we're going to take you out to our hotline right now. Angels General Manager Tony Regan's joining us. Tony, you're surprising me. Thanks for checking in here a little bit on Angels Tonight. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Terry?
Good. Well, give us your first reaction, adding another veteran to the bullpen, namely Scott Downs, who the Angels inked to a three-year deal today.
Oh, we're excited about it. Again, it just adds to the depth in our bullpen. Obviously, last year we've seen some inconsistency with the bullpen as it was last year, and Scott comes in being able to get both lefties and righties out, can pitch in various roles in the bullpen and definitely at the back of the bullpen, and gives both Mike Butcher and Mike Socia some options late in the game. So we're very pleased with being able to add Scott Downs.
Adding Scott Downs now, might that change the role of Takahashi looking forward to the upcoming season?
It can. His Hisinori is so flexible and so versatile, what he can do and what he brings to the table. It just, I think, strengthens us. It just gives us more options to go a variety of ways, whether it be in the sixth, seventh, eighth inning. We think being able to add Takahashi and Scott Downs gives us a lot of versatility and they both throw strikes, which is very important.
Tony, you've obviously improved the bullpen right now. The Angels have not made any move as of yet since the season ended to improve the offense, although you do have Kendry Morales certainly waiting in the wings, and hopefully he's going to be 100% for the start of this season. Is offense now the area that you're looking to focus on moving forward to spring training?
Yeah, we're looking at options there offensively, without a doubt, and it's something that we're looking to address. So we see some areas where we can improve, and we're going to look to do that. I view this offseason thus far as being one that we've been able to strengthen our bullpen, and as it relates to 2010, getting Darren Herron in full for a full year for 2011 and then getting Kendry back, it's like signing four free agents, if you will.
I want to ask you one more thing. I really appreciate you checking in here with us. So we just had a call, and I'll just pose it to you. Someone wanted to know about Zach Greinke, Dayton Moore, who you know. You pulled a deal with him during last season when Kiaspo came over from Kansas City. He's pretty much on record as saying he will at least listen to offers for Zach Greinke. Have you ruled out not pursuing any more starting pitchers the rest of this offseason?
You know, you don't rule it out because you don't know where opportunities that make sense will come from. I would just say that right now starting pitching isn't an area of need for us. I think the guys that we have under contract for 2011, Weave, Herron, Santana, Pinheiro, and Casimir are very capable of getting us where we want to be. But you have to be open-minded when you're trying to improve the club, and there's some talented pitchers that could become available that could be interesting.
All right. Well, Tony, I'll let you go. And you know I like to play general manager on the radio, so the only name I'll leave you with here is as we conclude our conversation, you know how much I like Hanley Ramirez. So if there's any way you can get him in an Angel uniform, see where the chips might land, okay?
All right. I'll give you a call off the air and see what your ideas are.
All right, Tony. Hey, thanks for checking in. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right. That's Angels GM Tony Regan joining us here on Angels Tonight.